The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlis.
Hi, welcome to another Speaking of Health. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, Kalamazoo chiropractor in Kalamazoo, Michigan, the United States of America. And today, we've had a bitter last week where temperatures were down 35 below, a little nippy for Michigan. Today it's around 28 or 30 and kind of a foggy rain. We're supposed to get freezing rain tonight. So we go from about 16 inches of snow down to freezing, or up to freezing rain. And that's what makes Michigan such a beautiful place to live. You never know what the weather's going to be like day in or day out. And so I hope all of you had a happy new year. Hope all of you are starting your new years out well. We certainly are. And we have a wonderful guest today that's going to give us some real interesting information. Now, you know, on Speaking of Health, we talk about rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, and spinal integrity, chiropractic care. We talk about why that's important to maintain you and keep you healthy on this world. And also, we talk about the human as a multidimensional being, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. All of those things going into making up who you are and how you express yourself on this planet. So we have a health balance, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, and spinal integrity, which allows you to gives you the things necessary to keep your multidimensional being functioning well on all levels. And today we're going to be focusing on nutrition again. We've had some nutritional people on in the past, and one thing I think that seems to bear fruit is the idea that you are what you eat. You know, you put gas in your car so your gas runs right. If you make a mistake and put kerosene in your car is not going to run very well. Same thing in your body. If you put junk in your body, you're going to have a junky life. And so good nutrition is paramount to keeping your engine flowing and functioning really well. And you'll hear nonsense statements about nutrition out there, real stupid stuff, like, oh, all you have to do is eat a regular diet and you'll be fine. Well, we have agribusiness running and making our foods now. We don't have agriculture, and so you can't count on your food. For example, the amount of nutrients that was in a bowl of spinach in 1948, you need 12 bowls of spinach today to match those same nutrients. So just eating a basic diet, and that's another thing. What does a basic diet mean? Is it the standard American diet, the SAD diet, where you go home, open a box, fill up a pan full of water, dump the contents in the box, and stir until it's thick? Is that going to be your standard food? Are you eating fresh fruits and vegetables, organic in nature? The research now is showing very clearly that organic is the best way to go. And for every study that shows up that says, well, there's nothing wrong with her, there's nothing special about organic food, when you look behind it, you find that it's one of the big corporate farm groups that is sponsoring it, those kinds of studies to document so they can sell their junk to the public. So when we talk about nutrition, you have to be aware you probably need supplementation in your diet to get the nutrients the way the universal intelligence in the universe planned on making you a healthy person. And so today we have a nutritional specialist with us. This guy is sharp. I've known him for the 23 years that he's been in business, and he has helped, I can't tell you how many hundreds of my patients interpreting blood results to find out nutritional deficits that were keeping my patients from being as healthy and wealthy as they possibly could be from a nutritional standpoint. His name is Harry O. Eidner III, and he's the president of Viatron International, and he's a distributor for Biotics Research Products. And I want to spend some time today talking about Viatron and talking about Biotics. These are one of the lines of nutrition we use in our office, and it's one of the major lines that we use in our office because the products are of such high quality. And I'd like to find out today, like for example, you can't go to the store and buy Biotics Research products. They're only sold to healthcare professionals. And so the quality that goes into that is quite a bit different than what you go into your normal health food store, despite what the sales are. And there's certain reasons for that. We've talked about some of those in the past. Most of the B vitamins are made from petroleum products. Most of those things have chiralities that are in reverse. They're not natural chiralities. The spin of the molecule prohibits the body from actually using it properly. So Biotics Research uses a lot of natural things in its in their manufacture, most all of them, and they actually grow a lot of their products. But we're going to let the expert tell us about that. Harry, are you there?
Very much. That was very kind of you.
Well, I only try to speak the truth here on Speaking of Health. And so, you know, we want to make sure that the people get that. So what made you interested in going into nutrition? How did you grow up with it? Did you always have that kind of interest?
I grew up around it. I was fortunate enough to basically be born into this business. My grandfather, actually my great uncle Charlie, was the first salesman for a competitor of mine, a good company, a competitor of mine. And that was, what, 75 years ago? And my family's been involved in nutrition ever since.
Oh, my goodness.
I ran from it. I did. I tried to go get a degree in something else and decided I didn't think I wanted to do nutrition and didn't want to do all that nonsense. And I went and got a degree in electronic engineering and found out that it was no fun, that I loved nutrition, and I was lucky enough to come up with Biotics.
Uh-huh. And that sounds like a similar story of one of my sons.
I was lucky enough to have my dad tell me he couldn't give me a job.
Ah, okay.
Believe it or not, because I wanted to get into the business, my family was with another company, distributors for another company, and I went to him and said, can I please have a job? I mean, I really love this stuff. Put me on the road. Teach me what you can. And he told me no. He told me that he knew a company called Biotics Research. They were a very clean line. They did everything. They were a very small company at the time. Everything was done then in small batches and still done in small batches. They don't make big batches. They make everything in small batches. Everything is fresh. And he says, go check them out. Go hang out with, go see if they'll give you a distributorship. And they did. And for the first, 5 years that my dad was still in business, I was growing Viatron.
I see.
But not without his help. I got to say it out loud and on the radio. I owe a lot to my my family and my dad, especially for teaching me blood chemistries.
Uh-huh. Now, that's a key thing. I most people think, oh, yeah, if I get a cold, I take vitamin C. Or, oh, if I'm nervous, I say I need B vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us about blood chemistry and its relationship to nutrition.
What we're looking for, instead of looking for crisis or ambulatory care where, okay, you're going to bleed to death or you've got some massive something going on, we look for functionality. We look for something, and instead of having these broad ranges on these laboratories, and I'll take, for example, what's an easy one? Everybody's seen their cholesterol, for example, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez.
Oh, and by the way, can I say out loud, no, don't get your cholesterol down to 100. It's very bad.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you've done shows on it. I know how smart you are. You're one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life, by the way, Dr. Cudless. I want you to know that.
Pay attention to this, listeners. You know how brilliant this man is.
He is brilliant. You got to believe him, really.
What we're looking for
is we narrow down the ranges of a blood lab. For example, let's take your cholesterol. Instead of having it from 0 to 400, we narrow the range down to 180 to 220. That's where we like to see it. And depending on what's going on with the rest of your blood chemistry, we can tell whether you need fat. Are you breaking down fat properly? Are you absorbing fat properly? Do you need a different type of fat?
Now there you go. Depending on, so you can alter the diet,
mm-hmm.
You alter the blood chemistry.
Absolutely.
Now see, that's important because mm-hmm. I know people, they get, I had my blood back and my cholesterol was 201 and my doctor wants to put me on some kind of statin drug.
Oh.
Isn't that a little loony?
It is, and if anybody's out there, I don't know if you've read any of his articles. Brian Peskins did a really nice job on statins and evaluating when people were on statins, lowering their LDLs and lowering the cholesterol, what their risk to strokes and other bad things would be, and their percentage went way up when you load your cholesterol too far.
Uh-huh. Well, I know at 130, if your cholesterol is around 130, they start looking for cancer in your body.
Yeah, that's one of the signs. It sure is. And I do not understand why everybody wants to get their cholesterol so low. Even the cardiologists, I do believe, are now accepting the fact that, hey, fat does not make you fat, does it, doctor?
Well, I think the silly thing is the whole generation, almost two generations, of this low-fat diet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if that's not a make-work diet for the medical profession, because there are so many problems that arise when you're on low-fat or no-fat. It just makes no sense whatsoever. And so what I'd like to do is we're coming up to a break here. I'd like to take a break in a few seconds. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about those common sort of blood markers and how Biotics Research makes products to bring those within optimal levels where we can express our health and not just merely treat our disease. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. This is Dr. Michael Cudless, and you're listening to Speaking of Health.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Have you ever noticed that modern medicine tends to treat symptoms rather than causes? As a result, people rarely experience true healing or a transformation from which the body emerges healthy, vibrant, and alive. On Healing From Within with John Robson, learn to harness the synergistic healing power of your body and mind while discovering and dissolving the actual causes of your emotional and physical pain. Tune in and start healing from within every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hey, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here. We're talking with Harry Eidner of Viatron International, and they are a nutrition company that only sells to healthcare providers. You can't go to the store or you can't call them up and make an order. You need to get it through your physician, chiropractic or otherwise, and the reason being the quality of the products. Now, we were just talking about cholesterol.
Can I give you another reason being?
Sure.
Because you're trained so much better than anybody at GNC. I work with doctors, and I get to train them in such a way, such as these blood chemistries, that there cannot be anybody else but you be able to sell these products.
That's good to know. And you know, that's interesting too, because when I was in chiropractic school, we were taught the medical normals. We weren't necessarily taught the optimal normals.
Ooh.
And there's a big difference, isn't there, in terms of blood chemistries of disease and blood chemistries of health. And I think you touched in on just that one idea with cholesterol being between 180 and 220, and yet medicine will tell you over 200 and you got high cholesterol, we got to drug you up.
What about somebody who's genetically prone to run a cholesterol 300? Genetically, they have to run that cholesterol 300. And what's going to happen to them if you lower that cholesterol? Their sex drive, their hormonal function, their immune function. Do people understand how much of your body, every cell is wrapped in fat? You need fat. If not, everybody's not on fat, they're nuts. I'm just going to say that out loud.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to be, and the American public has to watch it, because I'll say this out loud too, is we have to watch our fish oil intake. Fish oil is not the answer to everything. You can lower your cholesterol too far with fish oil. Did you know that, doctor? I knew that.
I can believe that, and when you think about it, every year it's a new fish oil.
It's a new fat. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
A new krill oil, or it's a new something else oil that comes out of the ocean.
Deep ocean blue of, I don't know, Moby Dick? I don't know anymore. Yeah. This isn't so specialized anymore.
Well, and these are not nutritional supplements as much as they are marketing ploys. Isn't that correct?
You're absolutely right. Fish oil is fish oil. Just make sure it's clean. And, you know, I've been in business for 23 years. You mentioned that. I'm a really good salesman, but I'm not that good. If the product didn't work, I wouldn't be out of business a long time ago. So that's, Biotics Research is probably the cleanest line you can come across. And since we're talking about cholesterol, everybody gets hung up on cholesterol. Well, I want to tell everybody about triglycerides for a second. Those are the secret killers out there. If your triglycerides get as high as your cholesterol, that's very, very bad.
You're in trouble, yeah.
You want it about half of the total cholesterol, somewhere in that neighborhood, depending on whether you're a vegan. Again, what you put in your mouth has everything to do with what those numbers say. If you eat a lot of sugar, your cholesterol is panel is going to be out of whack and you're going to be putting on a statin.
Uh-huh.
Because sugar creates more problems than fat ever thought of.
Ah, uh-huh.
Would you agree with that, Doc?
Sure, and what's it do to the triglycerides?
Well, it raises them, and when they get raised, triglycerides are the gooey, the sticky stuff. You have the cholesterol and the LDL. Cholesterol is actually broken down in several different subversions of it. Total cholesterol is a portion of the LDLs, which we used to think was bad for you, and the HDLs, which we just thought was just good for you, which come to find out, we just want a good, healthy LDL, and we want a good, healthy HDL by eating good, healthy fat. Trans fats, margarine is not good fat, everybody. You must eat butter. You must eat some fat.
Well, I'll tell you, the chemical formulas for plastic and margarine are very close together.
Oh, it is. It looks just like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's astonishing.
Polypropylene, isn't it?
I grew up with... Gosh, goes way back into the 60s where, you know, we had to have polyunsaturated.
Mm-hmm.
We had to have flour oils and corn oils and safflower, and we had to get our polyunsaturates down. And all that turned out to be bogus, right?
Yeah. You know, the one thing I'm, I grew up in the age of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Burger King, fast foods, eating French fries. When I grew up, I loved those French fries. I did. I still do. Hi, my name is Harry. I'm a sugar addict, and I love that stuff, and I can't have it because it makes me sick.
Yeah.
Because my liver can't break that fat down. Those,
okay.
The trans fat that they use on, what they used to use, I don't know. I think a lot of restaurants have been doing better with this. What I'd like to see out of these restaurants is maybe not using any rancid oils. Good fresh oils would be really nice. Would you use the oil that is up on top of your stove, doctor, to food again?
Well, yeah, and you have to wonder, like the oils themselves, they have, if you go to some of these restaurant supply houses, they have things that are called olive oil, and they have things that are called corn oil, and they have things that are called vegetable oil, and then they have things called frying oil.
I haven't even heard this one. Tell me this one. I need to know this. Frying oil? What is that?
I would guess so, because it's like, what is the frying plant? Or the, you know, where do they get it from?
Exactly, right?
You know,
underneath the basket at McDonald's or Big Boy or whatever.
Yeah, or the other one is canola oil.
Yeah.
You know, most people think like, oh, I've never seen a canola plant. What is that? And, you know, you look at it, and it stands, it's an acronym for Canada Oil, that's refined rapeseed oil, which is an insecticide.
You know.
I mean, it's astonishing.
Well,
and yet, if you mark it right, my goodness.
Hey, Doc, could you wrap a turd in a nice, pretty present and make, as long as you market it real good, you can make money off it, right?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't. I don't want to be so graphic with you, but that's the God's honest truth.
I know, and it's just astonishing. Now, if we look at something like biotics products, how do they manufacture their products? And I mean, are they artificial, chemically induced? I mean, you guys have growing mediums, and
they have vegetable clothes. They have a couple rooms that they, after 23 years, they still won't let me in. Because what they're doing is they're growing things hydroponically in these rooms. And to keep it, instead of patenting it, they keep it a trade secret so Harry can never go in those rooms. But that's how they grow a lot of this stuff, is hydroponically. Now, I don't like to get into natural versus synthetic, because you mentioned earlier, let's take B vitamins for example, okay? P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. You would say that's a natural version or organic, wouldn't you?
Okay.
But it's made in a test tube.
Okay.
So that's not really organic, is it? But it's
not
usable,
really.
Isn't it? It's usable. Not organic.
Okay.
Not natural, but usable versus non-usable.
What's the difference there?
Well, let's say B vitamins, for example. When you start out with a B vitamin, the body has to absorb this B vitamin, has to put a phosphorus radical on the end of it, like P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. You have to have a phosphorus radical on the end of that, and the liver does that, okay? So okay. Instead of us sitting here going, okay, we want that phosphorus radical on that B vitamin because we know that that patient has a liver problem, because all your patients have congested liver. If they're breathing, they have something in their liver. They have to. You wake up, oh, I got some more chemicals in my body. No big deal. Just go take some Levitrid or whatever, my biotics research, and I'm better. But, you know, instead of telling you, look, biotics grows every, they grow this plant and they extract a B vitamin out of it. No, they buy it from a company called Merck of Germany, and they put it in a vegetable culture. It's a usable form, and the most usable form, the closest you're going to have to, quote, natural, on the market, but nobody extracts it. This one company owns all the rights to all these B vitamins. So nobody's growing their own stuff, not everything. As long as you can grow what you can, make organic, and in-house laboratories are vital at this point. Because there's no way of getting away from, you're going to have to bring stuff in from other places. You have to be able to test for it.
Yeah.
Pesticides, herbicides, bacteria, parasites, heavy metals. Biotics is the only company that I know of that has a fully licensed and functional laboratory to in-house to be able to test for all this.
Ah, okay. In-house. So we're not talking about, for like fish oil, for example, going and buying 5 tons of fish, extracting the oil, not knowing where they came from, and bottling it and then selling it as high-quality fish oil.
No, they buy high quality fish oil. They don't extract their own oil. They can't extract their own food. They couldn't extract enough. Companies couldn't extract enough fish oil for as much fish oil as going through those shelves. There's a company out there does it, and they give you different versions of it. There's different qualities of these fish oils.
Okay, just like essential oils.
Exactly.
There's all different kinds.
Grades. Exactly.
Yeah.
And Biotics takes a high grade, but they test that grade. They test that oil when it comes in for pesticides, herbicides. I wouldn't sell fish oil for the first 15 years I was in business because I had to have an independent assay of my fish oil for heavy metals.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't do it until I had it, until they could find me a clean fish oil. I wouldn't sell it.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because why would you want to give your patients toxins? Because that's what you're going to get out of fish oil. Because where do they get these fish from? They get them from the bottom of the ocean. Your big fish, and they have a lot of toxins in them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're at the top of the food chain, so they've eaten everything else below it. Yeah.
So if you don't have an in-house laboratory to be able to test for all this, you're counting on somebody's what they call certificate of analysis. It's not an assay. It's just a certificate telling one person telling the other, this oil is good. It's never been tested, but we're just telling you it's good. That's what all these other companies are doing. Biotics actually test everything that comes into their plant.
Okay.
With that being said, I will say they probably grow and handle probably close to 80% of their line. They grow, from womb to tomb. The B vitamins, vitamin E, we buy that on the open market. Everybody does.
Yeah, whether they want to admit to it or not.
Yeah, exactly. And there's one. I mean, what is Kodak the biggest supplier of vitamin E in the United States? I mean,
okay.
So if you see somebody saying whole foods and all natural, kind of take a step back a little bit, everybody, and look at a label. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of things. I mentioned B6, P5P as being your usable form, right?
Yep.
Look for non-usable form, a harder form for the liver to put on, because it's not there, is B6 hydrochloride. You see it on your shelves in health food stores all the time.
All the time.
Turn the label, look for B6 hydrochloride. There's nothing natural about that. There's no whole food there, unless they got a plant for B6 hydrochloride now.
Yeah, which they don't grow.
Or give
some of the Frankenfood companies time. They may develop one. Ladies and gentlemen.
You never know, right?
This is Speaking of Health. We've got to take a break. We're going to be right back. We're having a great time with Harry Eidner from Viatron International. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudless. To reach Dr. Cudless or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudless@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Ladies and gentlemen, it would be a great time for you to call if you have anyone. Any questions you want to talk with a real master expert biochemist, blood chemistry.
Man, really? That's a big workup. I can't live up to that. What
but,
is that? You're the brilliant one, not me. Remember that.
866-476-5792 here on Speaking of Health. So you're shaking up some of the ideas I think people have about it, chemistry and blood chemistry. And if we take a look at somebody with a heart problem, they might want to look at their C-reactive protein or their homocysteine levels. What else? What would they want as normals there? And what kind of supplementation would they want? Say they had atrial fibrillation.
You'd want some magnesium and some coenzyme Q10.
Uh-huh.
Because in the literature, those are the two nutrients that seem to work the best. Magnesium
okay.
especially. And you have to be careful. I want everybody to know you have to be careful with magnesium. Make sure it's either orotate or has a trivalent bond on it. It has three different carriers. Otherwise, your magnesium is not going to work properly.
Okay, you just end up with diarrhea, right?
And it's a great stool softener and a great laxative if you're constipated all the time. Magnesium has a tendency to grab onto fat, and that's what they're seeing in the toilet.
I see.
But, you know, let's go back to something you mentioned, C-reactive protein. You have C-reactive protein for cardiac, absolutely. I'd like to say out loud that C-reactive protein is more inflammatory for the whole body, isn't it?
Everything is. Yeah, and most cardiologists, at least I think the smart ones, are coming around to the idea that you need to be on a diet that's, if anything, anti-inflammatory,
mm-hmm.
not salt restricted,
no.
but inflammatory food resist. What are some of those anti-inflammatory foods we want to be eating?
You want to eat things that are loaded in calcium and vitamins and minerals. Your green leafy your green vegetables, not your dark shade, not those. No. I'm talking about eating some broccoli. Some kale for you. Kale's good for you. It tastes like garbage, but it's good for you.
Well, kale can be made very well.
Tell me how, doctor. I need to know.
If you chop it finely.
How fine?
And, well, like you gotta take. You can't eat the stem. You got to take the stem out of there.
Oh, man, really? Okay.
Chop it up finely. You throw it in with some chopped up onion. You're going to get lots of sulfur out of this one. And you throw it in and stir fry it. And stir fry it, maybe in a little coconut oil, but stir fry it or steam it very lightly, and the kale and the onions They taste very good together. And with the kale, of course, you get a ton of nitric oxide forming products in there, which are going to be really good for you.
Good for what? Two things. I know what they're good for. Your blood pressure, right?
Absolutely.
And your for males, your prostate.
There you go. Guys, I hope you're listening out
there. Yeah, because that's really important to us, because if nothing else happens in our lives, we got to deal with our prostate, right, doctor?
Well,
we could be falling apart. As long as that's good, we're okay, man.
Well, it's a known fact that most men die with cancer. Not from cancer, but they die with cancer, and usually it's in their prostate. But it's so darn slow growing that, I mean, we've had patients, it's almost humorous. I've watched the PSA test come and go, where they make a big deal about how important this PSA test is. And then I watch guys that have not listened to my advice, but then the medical doctors are so more brilliant than me.
That wasn't very smart, was it?
They go and get their Roto-Rooter or their prostate, and then the next thing they know, they're wondering, why am I impotent?
Can I tell you a little bit about a PSA? There is...
Sure, please.
When you're looking at a PSA, you know PSA was actually made to look for estrogen cancers? That was originally what it was made for looking for breast cancer?
Oh, okay.
Oh, right?
How many... Prostates, yeah. Do we have an estrogen cancer?
Probably about 50% of most prostate cancers are estrogen now. I think that's what the ratio is.
Okay, so they have a type of therapy, don't they?
They do.
A hormone therapy for prostate that's far better than any of the surgeries, correct?
Correct, and what they should do if you find out you do have prostate cancer. And one thing, I mentioned the PSA, what you want to look for, because I don't put a lot of business in this either, I'm right along with you. But when it starts doubling, let's say that your PSA is 4, then all of a sudden it's 8, 16, and it's doubling, get to somebody that can take care of this very quickly.
Uh-huh. Best way to do that?
That's a sign that it's growing. It's going.
Okay.
Okay? And that's the only time. Otherwise, prostate cancer is encapsulated, has its own little shell, its own little encapsulation. As long as it stays in that encapsulation, we're okay.
Okay, we run into problems then when we biopsy it, don't we?
Exactly, because we break that capsule open, and that's what we're looking for, to make sure the PSA isn't doubling on itself.
So, if you've got a PSA of 8, and it's been 8 for 4 or 5 years...
Maybe that's just the way it is. And
pretty stable, don't worry about it.
Yeah, and if you do find out that you have some type of prostate cancer, they have tests that will tell you if it's estrogen responsive, estrogen responsive or not. That tells you, okay, if it's estrogen responsive, that means estrogen caused this cancer. We have to deal with the estrogen.
Now we're getting into cause.
Everybody thinks, oh, we got too much testosterone, so I got prostate cancer. No, that's not usually how it works.
Now, that brings up an interesting point in terms of how we look at disease. If we just take the test results and aim to lower the test results without doing it with maybe just doing it chemically. I mean, you know, oh, you got high blood pressure, take these high blood pressure pills.
Yeah.
The research that's coming out now is showing that even if you lower the blood pressure chemically, the person still has all of the threat of heart attack and stroke.
They still have a high homocysteine. Anything above 10, I think, is out of the range for homocysteine. I think you asked that question earlier. I just thought
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, and so that's, you know, that's an important thing for people to realize. It's
Can I
not
give you
like,
one more important thing on this?
Oh,
this
sure.
is very important.
Sure,
because
sure.
People get, they get put on blood thinners or statins. They had a stroke, and they get put on different drugs, which is okay. I'm not going to argue with that. But if you could please, if you are on some type of blood thinner, go get your fibrinogen ran, please. Fibrinogen is your clotting factor. It tells you how your fibrin in the blood. It tells you how fast you're clotting. And the higher it is, the faster you clot, the more risk to stroke you are. You can be on one of those black box drugs such as Coumadin and still have a high fibrinogen and still blow a clot.
What do you do with that then?
Well, you know, with the high fibrinogen, proteolytic enzymes, bromelain, things with pancreatin, We want to use a lot of oils, flaxseed, lighter oils. This is a case where I'd actually use some fish oil. And anybody knows me knows I just don't use fish oil by itself because I think that's dangerous.
Yep.
So if you hear me saying, just use about 4 grams of fish oil on this one, you got something going on. So that'd be one of the areas, though, that I would use fish oil because I want to try to break down that fibrinogen. I want to break down that clotting before it becomes a problem somewhere else. Coumadin can't do that. It just makes your blood slick, doesn't it?
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that was the thing I was going to say. And, in fact, I've been reading some research now where it talks about the thrombic theory of heart disease. In other words, your veins plug up and arteries plug up, and then you have a heart attack. Really, there's been no documented evidence that that's actually valid as much as the myogenic theory, where it is that the capillaries plug up.
Yep.
Give the heart a cramp, and all of a sudden the cramp, and there's your heart attack as the cramp spreads. I mean, most people don't realize if they have arterial sclerosis or atherosclerosis, and they're told, oh, your heart arteries are blocking here, and they're narrowing, they're 20%, 30% blocked, 70% blocked. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have to do a cardiac bypass on you. Then 5 to 8 years later, those arteries are blocked up too.
Yep. They're usually worse off, aren't they, doctor?
Yeah. And the thing is if that theory was true, then we would have people that were having kidney attacks and stomach attacks and lung attacks because the arteries leading to those organs also.
Kidney, really, especially, right?
And liver. Yeah, are plugged up.
Oh,
and in
gosh,
fact,
yes.
I don't think people realize that the body being the brilliant machine that it is, made in his image, as some people would say, actually has the ability to create alternative blood vessels called collateralization. And if they have good nutrition, and if they have high cholesterol, their body can produce WEBANE, which then allows that collateralization to optimize. And as a result, the idea of lowering cholesterol almost guarantees you're going to have more heart trouble.
You're more strokes, more cancer, more bad things happening to you.
And that's kind of what the research is showing as they're now doing these meta-analyses on all these other tests. And you can't find a single study that shows the thrombic theory of heart disease works, is actually documented.
No, you're right.
At the most, they can come up with 51% of the time there was a blocked artery. And now the theory is coming out, well, in that 51%, the blocked artery came up after the heart attack to try and put a Band-Aid over the torn blood vessels.
What are you doing when you're restricting that capillary? Well, why does magnesium work? Because it's a vasodilator, right? Helps the capillaries open up a little bit. But what are you doing? Why do most people have heart attacks and diabetes nowadays, doctor?
Well,
put
it's
it
got
right to you, huh?
I would say the diet. I mean, look
diet
at the
and sugar, right? Carbohydrates,
yeah.
Overconsumption.
Yeah. And see, that's not sugar. Oh, I don't eat a candy bar, but you know, I have lots of rice and I have lots.
French fries. That wasn't sugar either, but that put me to sleep.
Yeah. And people don't realize that it's complex carbohydrates that are the thing they got to be keeping an eye on, or the very simple junk food carbohydrates.
Or, you know what? It could be just people have eaten so many carbohydrates and their pancreases are so abused that it doesn't matter what kind of carbohydrate it anymore. They have to restrict a little bit. Everything in moderation, everybody. Please, moderation is the key.
And that's an important thing. And that goes back to, gosh, you mean I can have bacon and eggs in the morning sometimes? Sure.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
You can have some bacon. You can have some eggs. Eggs are good for you, by the way. Don't get me started on that one, man. You know, there's a lot of people out there going, people are allergic to eggs. How can you be allergic to the most perfect food on the face of the earth?
There we go. So they got some other kind of organ toxic.
They probably can't break down that protein or carry that fat properly, and that's probably what's causing an autoimmune to that particular protein, right?
Okay. Well, let's talk about that.
I'm just saying I love egg, man, and people should love it more.
Let's come back and we'll discuss this a little bit further. This is Dr. Michael Cudless. We're with Harry Eidner of Viatron International Biotics Research. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about a different kind of nutrition. Most people don't think of it that way, but homeopathy. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Nine different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudless. To reach Dr. Cudless or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlessspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. We're with Dr. Harry Eidner from Viatron International and Biotics Research. And Biotics Research makes a line of homeopathy also, and that is really, really powerful. We use it in our office quite a bit. And I look at it as actually a specialized form of nutrition, simply because we're taking natural products out of the environment, we're diluting them in such a way that they actually become stronger. And the Biotics Research line of homeopathy that they have actually comes, a lot of the formulas and recipes for these things actually come from the Hahnemann School of Homeopathy in Germany. Isn't that correct?
You are so correct by that. It's unreal. You are absolutely correct. How did you know that, by the way?
Oh, I'm just one of the most brilliant people you know, remember?
You know, because you're going to teach me about homeopathy now, aren't you?
And, well, the homeopathic remedies, and I got to tell you, when I got into this, I saw it as an extension of nutrition. And I started with the homeopathic lines from Biotics Research because they were so complete. They were extremely powerful.
Homeopathy to work the best? When you have a long-standing problem. Is that when you would agree with, doctor?
Yeah, chronic stuff. Also, very acute things, because they help to stimulate a very rapid detox in the body sometimes. And we use them as a support for subluxation corrections. People don't realize that if they have, say, a bacterial infection, their immune system has dropped, bacteria comes in and sets up, and the body subluxates in a certain way. There's certain nerve interference that occurs as a result. You adjust the subluxation, that stimulates the body's immune response, and then the person can start to get better. And if you supply appropriate nutrition with that and homeopathic remedies, I liken it to, okay, you've got this infection. We're going to give you this nutrition to strengthen your body's immune response, and that's going to go in there and help things out. But we're going to give you this homeopathic to detoxify your body, because the homeopathics are going to erase the pathway that allowed the bugs to come in. And
that is such a good way of putting it, too.
You know, so we strengthen the body, but then we erase the trap door where the bugs snuck in on the people.
Can I back up for a second? I don't think people understand a statement you just made, that you can fix subluxation with homeopathics. I never thought about that, honestly, because I always looked at homeopathics as a chronic, or yes, acute, but not just the way you just put it, because you are absolutely right. No matter where, it's going to cause some type of subluxation, right?
Sure. And
that is very good.
Well, the important thing is, see, in chiropractic, what we recognize, and what I've come to recognize after 31 years,
that's not my time.
There are different chiropractic techniques. Most of them are structural.
Mm-hmm.
They deal with the structure of the body. But there are some wonderful chiropractic techniques out there, which we use in our office, that deal with functionality. So there are body reflexes where we can check the organs. There's body reflexes where we can test whether somebody has a viral infection, fungus yeast infection, bacterial infection. And the subluxation corrections are associated with the weaknesses depending on the invading organism. And that is not taught.
And no, it's not. No. Hey, did you notice what word you use? Functionality. Hey, no wonder we get along. Because that's what I deal with, functionality.
And that's what the blood chemistry tells you.
To deal with. And everybody's functionality is different, isn't it, doctor?
Oh, sure. And that's why we find with our techniques, these functional techniques, total body modification, Corin specific techniques, these kind of techniques are very, very important for dealing with a lot of the chronic problems, and they always have to be embraced with nutrition. In our practice, we have what we call the home run formula, developed by Dr. Scott Walker of Neuroemotional Technique, home plate is structure. First base are the emotional components. Second base are toxic products or toxic responses in the body. That's what you need homeopathy for, to help detoxify. Yes. And then third base is nutrition, where you can nutrify, rebuild the body, and sometimes you have to do nutritional detox also. But we use that plan, and then we take the patient and put them on the pitcher's mound, and then we come at them from all different bases to help get them better. And it seems to be a very powerful and effective way to work. And with the products, Biotics products has second base and third base covered. And so that makes my job a whole lot easier, because we don't have to take 47 different kinds of supplements in our office.
No, you don't, dude.
You know, and
I have over 300, but no one's ever going to use all those.
Yeah, but there are certain ones, depending, actually, I would say, on their environment, where they live, they're going to be susceptible to certain kinds of things. You see that all the time. And biotics.
Can I mention something real quick? Because you mentioned it first. You said you really do have to have nutrition with chiropractic anymore. Well, you better have some good chiropractic with nutrition, because if you just do the nutrition, it's not going to work the way you want it to. You need somebody opening up all those nerve responses. You need everything broken open so the body can respond correctly.
Yeah, and you have to nutrify the body. That's the important thing.
If you don't do both, then you're not going to get the results.
Yeah, I mean, if they have a crappy diet, you have to supplement, or you're going to have recurrent subluxations, recurrent nerve interference. The person's going to heal to a certain level, but not return to his optimal, healthy level.
They don't even know what that is, do they? They don't even know what that feels like
anymore.
Somebody really healthy, man, they look like they're like in a manic state, because they're so happy they can't hardly stand themselves.
Yeah. So
they don't know what feeling good was really like. And that's so sad, isn't it?
Yeah. So tell me, we're coming to a close here. We're down to 2 minutes left in our show.
What do we got to do now?
Well, I'll tell you, the hour just flies by here. Sometimes I wish I had a three-hour show. Today is one of those because we've had such a wonderful time. So, Dr. Eidner, is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners in closing about Viatron, about Biotics Research, about their health?
Absolutely. Biotics Research is the reason I'm a guy of I have standards, I have morality, I have a conscience. I can never sell anything that I thought would hurt somebody or wouldn't help them. I sell the cleanest line that I can. But with that being said, not everybody's going to buy my line. Make sure you can call the show or get a hold of the show. There is a document, the 14 questions you should be asking nutritional companies. If you're not going to use mine, I want everybody to put in their hands their health. You are in charge of your health. You are in charge of the nutrition. You are in charge of things that affect you. You can't just stand there anymore and let insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies do it for you. You must become smart. Get the document. At least educate yourself. If you're not going to use mine, so you know. So you're not walking blindly into the store and spending $1,000 that you don't need to spend.
Great. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Speaking of Health. I've had a wonderful guest, Harry Eidner from Viatron.
Thank you, Doctor.
International. And I want to thank you.
Man.
So we've had a great time today.
I have. Thank you.
And it's been good for our people. This is Speaking of Health. I'm Dr. Michael Cudlis. And remember the 9 magic words in your life. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. Listen to us next week. We'll see you now. Bye-bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Hi, I'm Ed.